I still didn't know whether I yearned to place my one and only body between my loved home and the war's desolation. I still got the shakes every drop, and that desolation could be pretty desolate. But nevertheless, I knew at last what Colonel Dubois had been talking about. The MI was mine, and I was theirs. If that was what the MI did to break the monotony, then that was what I did. Patriotism was a bit esoteric for me, too large scale to see. But the MI was my gang. I belonged. They were all the family I had left. They were the brothers I had never had, closer than Carl had ever been. If I left them, I'd be lost. So why shouldn't I go career? All right, but how about this nonsense of greasing for a commission? That was something else again. I could see myself putting in 20 years and then taking it easy the way Ace had described, with ribbons on my chest and carpet slippers on my feet, or evenings down at the Veterans Hall, rehashing old times with others who belonged. But OCS? I could hear Al Jenkins in one of the bull sessions we had about such things. I'm a private. I'm going to stay a private. When you're a private, they don't expect anything of you. Who wants to be an officer, or even a sergeant? You're breathing the same air, aren't you? Eating the same food, going the same places, making the same drops. But no worries. Al had a point. What had chevrons ever gotten me, aside from lumps? Nevertheless, I knew I would take sergeant if it was ever offered to me. You don't refuse. A cap trooper doesn't refuse anything. He steps up and takes a swing at it. Commission, too, I supposed. Not that it would happen. Who was I to think that I could ever be what Lieutenant Razick had been? My walk had taken me close to the candidate's school, though I don't believe I intended to come that way. A company of cadets were out on their parade ground, drilling at trot, looking for all the world like boots and basic. The sun was hot, and it looked not nearly as comfortable as a bull session in the drop room of the Roger Young. Why, I hadn't marched farther than Bulkhead 30 since I had finished basic. That breaking in nonsense was past. I watched them a bit, sweating through their uniforms. I heard them being chewed out by sergeants, too. Old home week. I shook my head and walked away from there. Went back to the accommodation barracks, over to the BOQ wing, found Jelly's room. He was in it, his feet up on a table and reading a magazine. I knocked on the frame of the door. He looked up and growled.
Yeah.
Sarge, I mean, Lieutenant.
Spit it out.
Sir, I want to go career. He dropped his feet to the desk.
Put up your right hand.
He swore me, reached into the drawer of the table, and pulled out papers. He had my papers already made out, waiting for me, ready to sign. And I hadn't even told Ace. How about that?